To order. I've asked Sherry Velkamp to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. If everybody stand, please.
Heavenly Father, we just come before your throne of grace today, and we just thank you, Lord, for this county. We thank you for our leaders, and we thank you for the willing people who work to continue to help them to lead our county. We just ask you, Lord, for your presence in this place today. We ask for your peace, we ask for your strength, and we ask for your wisdom above all things in the mind of these men. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you are doing, for all you are about to do, and we ask for prospering and blessing for this county through these people that we bring before you today. But remember also the people who are suffering on the coast, dear Lord, with the oil spill. We pray, dear Lord, that you will just bring the wisdom, you will bring the knowledge, and that you will bring the expertise to cap this thing and stop this disaster. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Sherry. All right, next on our agenda, we've got minutes for 6, 7, 9, 10, and 11. You all ready to do those?
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve minutes June 6th, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Second.
I wasn't here, but I will approve the minutes as you boys.
Okay. Questions or comments on the minutes? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable.
I'll need to abstain. I've got a small reimbursement check from when I went to Washington, D.C. I think it's like $22 total of some incidental expenses.
Okay.
But everything else looked fine. I think, do we have a, is there a transfer in there?
I didn't see any transfers. Okay. Nope.
Okay,
Rick shaking his head now.
So. Motion for approval.
I've got a question on your reimbursements. Could
sure.
we put it off?
Sure.
That'd be all right.
That'd be fine.
You're going to
accept
hold
that
up.
One?
Okay. I don't even know what. Do we need a number?
It's to Jim's office.
I gave Jim the numbers.
Okay. All right.
So okay. Motion to approve excluding that one?
Please.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Questions or comments? Would make a note or ask the minutes to recognize that there is a payment to Neil and Newman on the human resource issue, $3,056.80. I know that some of the public's been interested in that. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. No journal entries. Public comment.
Bob Schmitz.
Bob?
Good morning.
Good morning.
A week ago, I came here, and two of you gentlemen weren't here. Yeah, he's laughing. Mr. Pennell was here, and I invited all the commissioners to come to the Branson Gospel Music Convention, which is coming up. They had a press conference. And Mr. Pennell showed up. Well, I know you're the commissioner. Go ahead, laugh. It surprised me.
Surprised him.
It surprised me. And he took a lot of brochures and pamphlets, and he's going to try to help out. And we should, because, like I said last week, that will help Branson, and it will help Taney County. Last year, they had 5,000 people. And if they had 6,000 or 7,000 this year, I mean, hey, they're here for a week, and they're going to motels, food, and whatever. Many of you know I've got some problems, medical problems, and I got tired after that. I went home and laid down, and lo and behold, the phone rings, wakes me up, and it's Mr. Pennell. He says, thank you for inviting me. Well, okay. I mean, that's okay. And he invited me to a church service that night.
You don't have to tell everything.
Well, know. Yes. Well, he invited me, and I said, well, he came to what I invited. I didn't quite feel, but I went. Well, friends, I'm a Catholic. This is the first time I've been to a Pentecostal service, and hallelujah, praise God. It was, whew. So after about an hour, here's something else that I want. As you know, people think we don't get along. But God works in mysterious ways, and he did that day because I walked into the church, and a few minutes later, here comes Mr. Pennell. So he walked down, he sat down, I said, can I sit with you? Well, if you'd have been there, you'd have a good picture, me and Pennell sitting together for an hour in church. But I really appreciate it, and I just want to pass that on so that if any of you folks here have a problem with an elected official or something, don't be mad and angry with them. I mean, it doesn't do you good. I felt good all weekend because of this, Chuck, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, we'll disagree in the future. I'm sure you'll disagree with me. I'll disagree. But, hey, we're friends, and I hope all of you can do the same thing. So thank you,
Chuck. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Okay. I'm glad, as I've already told you, Bob, that he brought that up because it is a good event coming up, and I do have flyers in the office. I'm going to get them on the bulletin boards. And, they're planning next year already, bringing, like Bob said, bringing a number of folks to town, and it ought to be a good thing. All right. That's it? All righty. Next, we're ready for Lake Tenecomo shore cleanup.
Yes.
That's you, Jim?
Yes, sir. Just want to give everyone some information. The Ozark Water Watch, who sponsors the Table Rock Shoreline Cleanup, has decided to do a Tenecomo Lakeshore Cleanup for the first time as an organized, in the same structure type as the Table Rock does. They have chosen a date, and there'll be more information as it comes available, but the date that they have chosen... two or three pages deep here, sorry about that, is September 18th. They realize that most of this work is going to be done from the actual lake, so they're looking for a lot of boats to be volunteered. They're expecting about 100 boats or so to be volunteered. They are also dividing it into three groups. They're having a group at Parasite Park. There'll be a group at Rockaway Beach. Larry Klein's already volunteered to be that captain of that group, and then there'll be a group at the landing working the different miles of road stream. They're hoping to clean 18 miles of the lake, and they're, like I said, expecting, they'd like to see about 200 to 300. I think we can do better than that. They're already looking for some sponsors. So I guess I'm saying all this to say, if you're a business owner or if you want to volunteer or if you have a pontoon boat, mark down September 18th. They have Gopala is her name, and she is organizing this event. It's a great event. We've never done it here, and they're asking for donations. I'd like to put it on the commissioner's mind that we could probably, if we could, maybe come up with some money through the transfer station, if nothing else, for some dumpsters along the way. They're hoping to get 9 total dumpsters. They traditionally do 20 dumpsters or so for the Table Rock cleanup. They're expecting, they would like to see 9 dumpsters at these three spots. So they're not asking for, it's a much smaller scale than the Table Rock, but they are asking for some volunteers, they're asking for some sponsorship, and then if anything the cities can do, be greatly appreciated. Their total budget for this entire endeavor is about $10,000 is what they're expecting the cost to run. It's significantly higher for Table Rock. But this is their projections of what the cost will be for the Tenecomo side, and it will go all the way down to the Parasite Dam.
Jim, that's a well-newsworthy item. They have a volunteer group that you mentioned this, and I don't know what their date is, but the Swan Creek mm-hmm. group cleans up every year, floats Swan Creek, mm-hmm. and we actually have them deposit the trash and stuff at a location and pick it up with a county where it crosses a county road mm-hmm. and have them pick it up. This might be something that I haven't notified any of them about what you brought up. There's 10 or 12 canoes, and they pull flat-bottom boats behind them to put the stuff in. So anybody that's interested in doing something on the Swan Creek cleanup, which will be coming up, I'm sure, in the right near future, see me later, and I'll give you some names and contacts. And keeping the county clean and keeping our water beautiful is one of the main attractions. So I just thought I'd bring that up. And so far, the only expense to the county has been what we would ordinarily do if we drove by a site and seen trash and pick it up and take it to the transfer right. station. And so anyone interested in that would
do you have a name that comes?
I do. Why don't you do this? If you're interested, Nikki, I know Jillian has the name Gopala.
This is David Castelletto's
group.
Upper, or whatever the name.
The Upper White. That's not the Upper White, but it's the Ozark Water Watch. I believe it's Deborah Mason. But Nikki and Jillian, if you want to call the commission office, they will have the contact information for that, which is that they can get you the email, the phone number, whatever is best. And if you want to, you know, they're looking for, they're even soliciting divers. They'd like to get some scuba divers and to try to get some of this debris out of the lake. You know, there's a lot of it because the current accumulates under docks because of the water flow. So they're soliciting divers too. If there's any divers that are certified, contact their office too. So they're trying to be as thorough as possible. We do have some barges. I think there's two barges outside Branson, and they've been volunteered. So there seems like to be a pretty good community involvement on this. There's a group called the Friends of Taneycomo, which is in the Branson area. They have they're going to be working alongside with this group also. So anyway, this office has very detail of what channels are going to go up. Bull Creek is obviously one they're going to go pretty far up into. They believe they could have multiple groups just in that area. But it seems at this point very organized for the stage of it is. And they already have a rainout date, but this is the slowest time of the late summer season, which is just after Labor Day. So that's why they chose this weekend. And we don't show anything on the calendars. Anyway, if you're interested, contact the commission office. We'll get you the right people. And September 18th is something that it's going to start at 8:30, check in, and then at 9 o'clock, boats will be launched from all the three different groups. So there will be three groups working at the same time, and they'll be responsible for X amount of miles.
They have, as you said, done the Table Rock for a number of years, and it's been well participated in and done well, and so I'm sure they're going to do a good job of leading it.
The Table Rock, they had 925 volunteers last year. They cleared 240 miles of lakeshore, over 1,000 bags of trash, over 14 tons of trash, and they pulled out 207 tires out of Table Rock last cleanup in the spring. So,
does anyone remember what our big roll-offs cost us when we do the cleanup? Anywhere close? Okay, that's all right. I would like to suggest that we encourage this by making a commitment to do 4 of the 9 or 2 of the 9 and then go to the cities. I believe you mentioned going to the cities.
They're going to be going to the cities, and that I'd like to get a dollar figure what our last cleanup cost, so I know how much that is. So yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to the county through the transfer station participate. I know that we have some flexibility there in that special budget item. So in that budget.
So you're saying let's come back to it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've asked them to get a little more firm. We'll put numbers down on paper. I mean, they went through the numbers when I had a meeting last week with them, but they were still moving a few of them left and right. So I asked them to come back with a little more structure, and then we'll get some dollar figures and come back and revisit this.
Okay. Sounds like a good deal. Questions or comments? Anything else? All right. Next is Class A Biosolids Project. Ron, are you speaking to that? Welcome.
Mike,
Got quite a team there with you, it looks like to me.
It's Ron and the two Mikes.
Yeah.
This is Mike Ray of the City of Branson and Mike Zimmerman with HDR, and as part of a task force for the team to secure funding for the Tri-Lakes Area Biosolids Project, we're here to make an announcement to the County Commission. Taney County recently took a giant step forward in our efforts to secure funding for environmental purposes. I'm excited to announce that the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, is recommending that Taney County, on behalf of Tri-Lakes Biosolids Incorporated, be awarded a $3 million matching grant for the design and construction of the Tri-Lakes Biosolids facility. The $3 million recommendation is contained within the fiscal year 2011 Clean Water Intended Use Plan released Friday, June 4th, 2010 by the DNR. Gentlemen, we've got but one hurdle left, and that's a formal vote by the Missouri Clean Water Commission to accept the recommendation of the Department of Natural Resources. As you know, the Biosolids Project has been a priority for Taney County, Branson, Hollister, and other cities throughout the region for a number of years. It therefore became a personal priority of mine when I was asked to pursue the funding that would make this concept a reality. A task force was created specifically for this project when I came on board with Taney County 15 months ago. And while some of the task force members have moved on, the pursuit of funding has never ceased. Original task force members included Commissioner Jim Strafis, Joan Channing, Jillian Roulon, and myself with the county, Larry Van Gilder and Mike Ray with the City of Branson, Rick Ziegenfuss with the City of Hollister, Barbara Boley, grants writer, and Mike Zimmerman and Mike Pacina with HDR Incorporated. A number of others within our county, when called upon, were also involved in supporting this endeavor. I would also like to recognize the Industrial Development Authority, the IDA, because without the diligent support of that board for economic development within Taney County, I doubt very seriously if a county economic development office would be in existence today. The fact is, the IDA recommended restructuring the County Economic Development Office, including the creation of the very positions that Joan Channing and I were given within the county system in March of 2009. At that time, a majority of this county commission created our positions and is therefore ultimately responsible for generating millions of dollars for Taney County that otherwise would have been invested in St. Louis County, Kansas City area, or other regions throughout our state. A few weeks ago, Mike Zimmerman with HDR and myself made a presentation in Jefferson City to Director Mark Templeton and three influential staff members with the Department of Natural Resources. Mike eloquently noted that the proposed facility will produce Class A biosolids, which is a product that is safe to be handled by the public and applied in public use areas. He offered compelling testimony that the completed project will result in improved water quality in area lakes and streams, reduced heavy truck traffic in the region, and a supply of readily available soil amendments. Mike and I were quizzed about the project, the area, potential local involvement, and why this project should be awarded over countless others within the state. I am pleased to inform you that our presentation was well received and that we have complied with all DNR requests since that time. Our county and cities currently dispose of biosolids generated in the wastewater treatment process by land application of Class B biosolids, which consists of spraying stabilized biosolids on agriculture land. Gentlemen, this is a phenomenal project that's going to help keep our streams and lakes environmentally sound. Our Tri-Lakes region is vital to tourism of Missouri and therefore a vital link in the economic well-being of the area and the state of Missouri. Now, the Clean Water Commission meeting is going to be July 7th. Mike and I and perhaps other members of the task force that I mentioned before will be present for that hearing. And there will be a formal vote taken on that day, July 7th, to approve the recommendations of DNR. At that time, officially, we will have secured that $3 million. And if either Mike has comments, I'd like to call in for that. Mike?
Thank you, Ron. You all remember back in April the 19th and 20th, the flurry of activity that we had with both the County Commission and the Regional Sewer District. And I want to thank everybody for it was a leap of faith that you all took in supporting this project. Also, the Regional Sewer District, they took a leap of faith just as well in order to get this thing rock and rolling. Mr. Ziegenfuss has called this a legacy project, something that'll be here and change the way that the county handles biosolids. It'll be an example for what a cooperation project can be in the state of Missouri, and it'll be a guiding light that other communities can use to follow this. So, gentlemen, thank you all again for your support.
I'd just like to express my appreciation for the county officials and the sewer district and all the people in our partnership that has held this together for a number of years. It kind of started out as a small project, but we all realized that all the communities in the surrounding area face the same problems of disposal of biosolids. And this project will definitely be a community development improvement, I think. So I just want to thank everybody who has been involved from the start. And it a lot of the times it looked like there was just no light at the end of the tunnel, but everybody's perseverance has really paid off. And as far as Branson's part in the partnership, we're committed, and we'll do what it takes to make this project come about. Thanks.
Great. Dale, you need to add anything?
No, everything's good.
Thanks. Appreciate Dale from Dale from the City of Hollister here today also on this, I assume. Appreciate you being here. Other comments?
Just a few things. I mean, this is the first, we've never been this far before. We've never been on the fundable list. And I know that Ron and Mike Zimmerman have spent many times in Jeff City and other places talking to the Clean Water Commission commissioners. It appears that the momentum's there. I know that when the governor was here doing the energy grant, we were able to spend some quality minutes with him before the press conference, just reminding him of how important this project is. And really, this project seemed to be, this effort seemed to be a little different because it seemed like we were being pulled through the system versus trying to push against, pushing a rock uphill. So it was really good to see that the state was so enthusiastic about a joint project like this. So that's very good. I know there's some facts that why this is so significant is the sludge fields. Obviously, Lake of the Ozark is a concern with the E. coli breakout. This basically takes us out of that concern because the sludge fields that we've been spreading the biosolids on or the solid waste on is all in the watershed of either Taneycomb or Table Rock. We virtually are getting rid of all that, and just the joint venture with the other cities, I mean, not outside of Taney County, are going to participate in this. And plus all the other diesel fuels that we would use to haul these the semi-loads of sludge out to the fields. I mean, I can't remember how many trucks there is. There's quite a few trucks on a 4,500 truckloads, yeah. So all those things are
4,500 a year?
Right, yeah.
That's 4,500 truckloads that are going through the Branson area.
Right.
It's just incredible that...
Correct. So,
yeah, if you're thinking about that, you see them quite often on the road.
Right. It's less congestion, too. So.
Yep.
Also, what I've presented you with is the intended use plan. That entire plan will be voted upon by the Clean Water Commission on July 7th. And on page 26, if you'll look at the non-point source and green infrastructure demonstration grants, there are $4 million available statewide. Taney County is securing $3 million of that $4 million.
Ron, I was looking at that. The only other one is the Ozark Clean Water Company. You know what that project is?
And I don't.
Don't know what that is? That was for $1 million.
Yeah. I was looking at the project points, too. I mean, our project is scored quite high, so that's even more encouraging. So.
Well, this is one of the greenest projects that they've seen in years. In our last meeting, when we sat with them, the director of DNR looked at the staff and goes, "This is a great project. Shouldn't we do this?" So...
encouraging.
Yeah, it was very encouraging.
One comment I'd like to add is, because budget's on our mind, talked about a lot recently, would anybody like to speak to that, where this $3 million is? I mean, it's come, Mike?
Well, first step.
The part that the county is
On the county.
The county is part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
First step is we need to revamp the cost estimate that was done originally a couple of years ago, because there's several changes that are going to be made. And we'll revamp the operation and maintenance costs, update those to current day costs, and also reflect the natural gas that's going to be available down in the facility. And based on that, we'll talk to the partnership members, and then we'll be meeting with the sewer district to talk about the funding and availability of the funding from the sewer sales tax money. The budget that I looked at several months ago, I did a spreadsheet that indicated that the sewer district would be able to complete all the projects that they currently had underway and planned, as well as fund this as well.
That's what I was looking mm-hmm. for, because mm-hmm. The county has dollars available, but they can only be used certain places.
Correct.
And so the $3 million match that the county is making is out of the sewer sales tax money.
Yes, sir.
And as you said, the good thing is, and I've heard it before, is it should not affect
correct.
The sewer projects that we've been focused on. I say we, the sewer district, has been focused on and moving forward. So anyhow, we've gone through some certain tough budget things,
yeah.
but our sewer sales tax budget was able to, and the sewer board's agreement to that. So it's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
I'd like to congratulate the teamwork of the all the people involved. All the commissioners were at the first meeting, along with many cities, representatives. I can't remember exactly. I would say there was 25 or 30 people at that first meeting that we had that were all pushing for this project. And then it just... As state economic times dwindled, we had people that just would not give up and kept pushing, and that in itself proceeded in this project being pursued and looks like going to come through. Congratulations to everyone that participated.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll add to that, ditto, good old Larry Van Gelder, who's not here today, was a real strong influence and pusher, and ever how you want to say it, and Mike Zimmerman, and of course Rick Ziegenfuss were back there in those original meetings you're talking about. And it takes a long time to get some things done, and so it's something to be happy about today for sure. So, ditto, thank you. All right, next on our agenda, if there's nothing else there, is Gift of Hope. And we have a young lady by the name of Megan Connell is going to give us some info, it looks like.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Megan.
Good to see you.
Megan and I cross paths on lots of meetings, seems like, lately, huh?
Yes, you do. Well, good morning, and thank you very much for having me. I wanted to take this opportunity, actually, just to... share with you an upcoming event. It is a fundraiser for Gift of Hope. I'm the director for Gift of Hope. It is a charity. It's a 501c3. It is a Taney County charity that actually it was started in 1989 by actually the employees of National Enzyme Company. And since then it has grown quite significantly. There will be an event, Celebrate America, in Shadow Rock Park on June 26th. And I would, of course, like to invite the commissioners as well as the county to attend. It's going to be a great night. We've got Big Smith. They will be performing from 7 to 9. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to have fireworks. Basically, the reason why this fundraiser is so important is because Gift of Hope currently, right now, we have a backpack club. And the Backpack Club is in 5 elementary schools right now in Taney County. And this is where children are sent home with supplemental food over the weekends during the school year. And they are identified by teachers and counselors. Well, we're looking now to expand into the two additional buildings on the Cedar Ridge campus in Branson. And we certainly do need this fundraiser to to be a success. Right now, we currently have 200 children that are fed a week in this program. We're looking to, in August, it'll be an additional 100 easily. So I would like just to ask for your support, and please come out and join us, and thank you very much.
All right. Any questions for Megan?
I just want to reiterate the bag, the backpack program is such a great program. I know a lot of ladies, I think it's on a Friday, go and pack the backpacks, and my wife's part of that group too, and
yeah.
it's so important to those kids because that may be the only meal they have that weekend, and so it's just a great program. So I reiterate that this is such an important fundraiser for that program to continue.
Sounds like you'll get our support there, the best we can. Get the word out for you. Help. Anybody else? All right. Thanks for coming. Next on our list is MoDOT barn purchase, which was my request. As a county commission, three of us don't always think alike. We've been kind of interesting. We've been, I think, all unanimous on the three things before us. We're not on this issue. Part of the reason I put it on the agenda is I want the public to know what's coming. I think there's a good chance that there hadn't much attention to this. We did receive, Nikki sent us copies of the grant, not the grant, but the contract to purchase the old MoDOT highway barn above Mount Branson on 76. The cost is, looks like we've got an agreement from MoDOT to purchase it for $211,000, wanting 10% down, and there was a meeting in February that moved this forward. We weren't in agreement on it. I was the no vote on that decision. My first reason was we had just got through our budget process, which included a huge cut in our road and bridge department, and that's one reason I brought up the issue on the biosolid project is those monies come out of the sewer money, which we've got a good balance in. The road and bridge monies that this $211,000 will come out is we had to take those big cuts last year in December. I was not in favor of cutting the, which amounted to $350,000 that resulted in our layoffs, where we had 13 people laid off. Since that time, I felt like we could have put it off. We've had one retirement this year. We got probably four coming first part of next year. And anyway, I was against it. Thought we could play it out better. The bottom line, I guess, in it is we still face, I think we're, for the year, we're down like 1.6% in our sales tax revenue. So we still face some serious stuff in road and bridge budget and the general county revenue budget. My hope is to convince my colleagues here to change direction on purchasing this barn. The one option is just drop it all together. It's going to be just the cost of the barn, and then it's going to be another facility that we have to insure and take care of and this, that, and the other. An option that we could do, the sewer district had interest in the barn. This is like a lot of things, goes quite a ways back. We had talked to MoDOT about this, and they gave us, there was a price discussed, but they also wanted the county to take responsibility for a huge number of miles of roads the lettered roads like BB Highway and some of those roads. And we weren't, the county and MoDOT wasn't in agreement with that, and it kind of laid still for a while. At that time, the sewer department had interest. They have equipment that they would like to have stored in a facility. A lot of the work, the grinder pumps and whatnot in the sewer district is close to that area. It'd be a savings in transportation time. And anyway, a number of good reasons the sewer district was interested in it. MoDOT said no. The county had already initially brought that up, and so they went back to working with us on it. My suggestion is if we want to move forward with this purchase, that we turn it over to the sewer district and let them purchase the facility. And with the thought that Road and Bridge would have opportunity to store materials there and have some of the advantages that we've been thinking about. It's a great facility. It'd be nice for the county to have it. MoDOT's been good in working with us about it. They've done away with the mileage, taken over the lettered roads and stuck to this, the price of $211,000, with an agreement that we'd allow them to have one stall for a wash bay. So it's a good deal, but I think we as the commission need to think about our road and bridge budget and what we're going to be facing in the next few months. I'm done. Okay. Comments? Jim?
I've got a few. Go. You want to start, Danny? You want me to?
Well, I've got a few comments about it. It's as the project progressed, went up and visited the site, seen that there was probably at the time I had made notes. I didn't know this was coming up this morning about the amount of monies and facilities that are already placed at this MoDOT barn, which would eat deeply into the original cost. The services to the citizens on Eastern Taney County side of MoDOT moving away, which we did use their storage facility there, would be increased greatly. The other barn on the west side is overcrowded. Complaints of its actual location and environmental issues are questionable now. And we've talked about it. Of course, it naturally enters Branson School. The other side does. And so this facility was, I was in great support of hopefully obtaining this, and whenever they approach us about the mileage, which is a continuous cost, brought me to my knees with their thoughts of, I thought, were extreme. The $211,000 is a recovery cost with this facility has two large tanks for our chip and seal. It has several buildings, bays. The bays that are used now for the worst facilities that the state wants to use are will be just, they'll run their trucks through there, wash them out. It's just no cost. The reason it's like that is because there's a sewer system there now. It'd be a great help to Taney County. I was really happy to see them come back with the 211 firm bid instead of the road projects. Road projects are continuous, and you never end the cost. So with the monies, and no disrespect to Mr. Pennell, but at the time that we had the road and bridge discussions, he wanted to increase that budget by $1 million last year at budget time. Those are records that are in the minutes, and so I would have not changed my mind on the significance of the benefit to Taney County on purchasing the barn on East 76. You'll have to excuse me. Once in a while, I've got some rib problems, and once in a while, the pain hits me, and I kind of have to jump here just a little bit. So, but I am very, very excited about the contract opportunity being brought forward, and I think in the long run, with the entrance and exit of this facility from the front to the back, makes the safety issues on the E-76 a great benefit to the county, and allows us to do things there that and move locations, opens up the other area to, I think we talked a little bit about a bio-waste facility there for trash compaction, not tree, mm-hmm. tree brush, all those kind of things. So that's all I have to say. I'm not going to be thinking any different, because I was excited about what took place from stage one, which was ridiculous, to stage two, which was outstandingly reasonable.
Jim? Some comments. West Barn, current West Barn is on Buchanan. We have 44 vehicles stored there, and we have 22 full-time employees there. Over the last multiple years, I would say less than 10 years, Branson Schools has put their high school out there, which is a lot of teenage drivers. We now have a fifth and sixth grade building out there on Buchanan. There's also a bus barn on that. Unfortunately, from a safety perspective, there's a lot more traffic at our start time than ever before. And if you've ever been there dropping kids off or picking kids up or just trying to get to the transfer station, the West Barn, the traffic is horrible at the exact same time. And any time I can try to reduce a safety concern before an accident happens, and we have the opportunity to do so, we need to get that traffic off of there. It's not so much us. I'm confident in our safety of our drivers and the training that we do. But from the teenagers, I mean, I know that there's a lot of kids driving to school and getting experience in just a very congested area in the morning especially. So that's a big consideration. One of the things that in looking at the barn, even before we made the offer, I had done did some research, looked through some old minutes, talked to Frank, had some conversation with various people, seeing where we are currently and how we got there. We looked at moving the barn, I guess, years ago, and financially didn't make sense because of the cost of property. The second thing is we looked at having an engineer look at doing some structural changes to the existing building. The recommendation was to demolish the building and build new, because it's just not a structure that we can expand upon. The another thing is, because of the limited space of the existing West Barn, we have to store certain chemicals and lubricants and all that in a structure which happens to be right next door to our break room. So in the winter months, when the heat's going on, the ventilation is a massive problem out there. It's not, I would consider, very safe to be there long term. So from a safety of our own employees, it makes sense for us to look at an alternate location. Danny mentioned the new barn has a hot oil tank. If you guys remember last year, we had an explosion on the east side where our hot oil tank exploded. A new one cost in excess of $70,000. This new facility has that same tank that we can just utilize immediately. So the replacement cost, I think we got $13,000 in the insurance settlement when the tanker exploded. But that this facility has the oil tanker that we would need, so we wouldn't have to replace it, which actually gives us our chip and seal program a little bit more productivity, because we don't have to limit the number of projects in a certain day because we're not running out of oil. So we have a storage facility. Next couple of things I just want to point out is that over 50% of the work done out of the West Barn, I quote West Barn, is done on the east side of Taney Como. So we're already reducing traffic on the west side versus the east side. So when you start looking at all the business reasons why, obviously in this economy we have a motivated seller, so it helps from a budget perspective when you have a motivated seller to get us the facility. A couple of things I just want to point out also since the layoff, which was brought up, we went through, I've been here for two snowplow seasons. We've got more compliments this last spring for snow removal than the year before with less people. So I don't think that we did try to trim headcount, which was the unfortunate part of budgeting, but I don't think productivity-wise we've lost anything. We are getting the job done. We are going to be operating a balanced budget for the first year. I think Frank is very comfortable and confident that we will not have to dip into our capital expense fund balance to operate the road and bridge department. And there, and for those people listening, there's a clear difference between operational expense and capital expense. We have in excess $6 million in our capital expense line item, and that'll be at the end of this budget year. And this is a capital expense. We use capital monies for road projects such as Casey Road. Buchanan was a capital the improvements of Buchanan Road was a capital expense. When we had to do Lakeshore Drive because of that emergency washout of the bridge, we dipped into that until we got reimbursed from FEMA and SEMA. So we have a balance in capital expenditures that would help us purchase this building, which would not touch the operational expense. And that's the key to remembering, is that it's not what costs us one time, it's what it costs us every month over and over again. Frank has done a fine job restructuring the way we did road and bridge. We are balanced, we are operating within our means, and so from a financial perspective, this is no better time to do this than before. Just one comment on the wash bay. The reason we're doing the wash bay, when I met with MoDOT to talk about some of the terms that they had wanted to include a wash bay, and so they called me and said, do you mind? I said, well, explain the process, why a wash bay. They want to put a wash bay at the Buchanan facility where they move their MoDOT facilities. They don't have sewer capacities out there at this time, and so what they've asked to do is create a wash bay that we can jointly use, which seems a great use, so where we don't need it at the same time they do, so it just seems to be a good partnership in that aspect. That's why we're going to dedicate one bay to a wash bay for them and for us, and it's temporarily until they get a sewer capacity out there to put their own wash bay in there. So I believe there's multiple business reasons why this makes sense to do for the road and bridge department.
Question. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the traffic on Buchanan, mm-hmm. which is, and just the looks of it, it's not the best. I'm with you 100% on that. You mentioned moving the barn. Could you give me a little insight of what you're thinking? Are you talking about moving all the road and bridge over, half the road and bridge over? What's your thoughts there?
At this point, we haven't really talked about it. I'd have to kind of rely on Frank. I know Frank and I have had a couple of conversations in my office and in his office. The concept probably is to move the entire road and bridge department over there. That would be the concept, so we can keep the operational costs down of the multiple insurances and all that. So, I'm not set one way or the other. I'd kind of like to have a work session on how Frank sees that laying out, but definitely seeing moving a majority of it, because since we have a majority of the work being done on that side of the lake. But, okay. I'm not set one way or the other. I think a work session with Frank, kind of see with the barn supervisor Stottle, kind of have a work session, see how that would all play out and what's the room recommendations for that.
One reason for my question is folks that are listening to us are probably thinking, is that what's going to happen? So what you're saying is we got some things to work through before that happens.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all hearing me out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, as far as the contract, do y'all want to go ahead and vote on it since it's on the agenda?
I want to give Bob the chance to review it. We just got it in last week, and I've got a copy of it. But
okay,
all right.
I did a quick review over the weekend. I got it Friday, but I need to spend more time with it.
Yeah, you want to table it for Wednesday of this week?
We could just, if it's going to be Wednesday, we can just repost it.
Repost it,
yeah,
okay.
Give Bob plenty of time to look at it.
Now, gentlemen, now my only concern is there is MoDOT situation and their they're in the same problem that everybody else is in the country, is their restructuring and everything. And I don't want this opportunity to
slip away.
So I would like to post it as quickly as possible or table it till a review of the attorney to get it either voted down or up, whichever way the commission works as one, so whichever way it goes. But I do not like, we went from 35 miles of constant road maintenance to a set figure, and I would like for something to be pursued quickly. That's just one commissioner's opinion.
I think Bob knows the importance, and during his session, I mean, that was going to be one of my things. I was just going to have him put it a priority to get the thing reviewed, make sure there's any concerns that we respond to it quickly.
I've already listed it.
So, but I agree, Danny. We need to address it as quick as possible, but make sure we have the due diligence of our legal review.
Okay. Can I ask how long Bob is?
Wednesday sounds like, I bet we could shoot for Wednesday. Bob's done some miracle work. He doesn't have to sleep at night.
Well, it's short contract.
It's
only
contract.
3 pages long.
It's only a half inch thick for lawyers.
There's two. There's a contract, and then there's a lease agreement.
Correct.
I assume the lease agreement is to fill
for the wash tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Wednesday, we'll probably repost it for Wednesday, but I'd like to see what his thoughts are in his session to see what concerns are for the contract negotiations during that time.
They have done according to MoDOT, they have done a thorough, I don't know whether what their terminology is, I call it a hazmat type inspection, mm-hmm. Of not leaving us on a limb, so that's something that Bob could look at, but everything now seems to be, they had to repair everything before they moved away from there, so I'm
whether or not you should do a phase one or a phase two, EPA phase one or phase two, they've done a study of sorts on their own, but obviously you need to do due diligence. They're going to do it by quit claim rather than by warranty deed, so you're probably going to want to look at whether you want to do a title report or title insurance. There's all kinds of issues, but I need to look at
sure them. Sure.
All right. Other business.
I only had one thing I forgot to post just for an announcement, if it's also. We may not all see eye to eye on this one either, but the 10th annual Ride Your Bike to Work Day is next Monday, the 21st. And it's a nationwide effort for people to be more motorcycle ride to come to work. Normally, I have some statistics. Normally, 200,000 motorcycles are ridden to work on a daily basis across the country. On this annual event, 8 million motorcycles will be ridden to work. So it's an annual time to think about saving fuel and all that, but obviously exercise wisdom and all that. But just want to throw that out since as a motorcycle owner and rider.
So you're talking motorcycles, not bicycles.
Or bicycles or scooters.
Either one.
Okay. Economical, efficient, and fun way to come to work.
Well, my recommendation is be safe on it.
Be safe is always number one.
I do have something to say, and I don't know how to express this. I've been rather easy on the press here lately. I think they've done a reasonable job, but I do have a little bit of a, I know people make their living with the press, and I seen Mr. Logan had quite a cartoon in the Tri-Lakes paper with three commissioners with egg on their face questioning several things that had taken place. I would advise those people to understand not only our legal implications, but our own personal integrity as to answers to questions that are being asked by a news reporter who didn't seem to investigate far enough to put such a cartoon in there. I thought it kind of looked, you know, maybe good on some of us, you know, it added a little bit of class or a hat or something like that to us, but I didn't appreciate the comments of that. And Mr. Logan's a friend of mine. I know he has a job to do, and he says that he likes controversy, and made that statement to me this weekend. And so I would just like for you know, them to contact our legal counsel if they have questions about certain issues, and that way we don't have pictures of three people who are supposed to be respected in this community with a fried egg on their forehead. And whether you respect us or whether you don't, that reaches out to just a little bit too far.
Bob would like to make a comment, so you're open.
John,
Bob
came to me and apologized. He's misspelled my name. I said, "Is that all you're going to apologize about?" So,
if you want John to contact legal, usually he walks in on me while I'm having coffee and we have a spirited debate. And I think we did that again this weekend.
Yeah.
So, that's all I wanted to say.
He drew me with the tie, so I was happy. So.
Okay. Always interesting, isn't it? Other comments? All right, let's take about a two-minute break, and next showing on our weekly agenda is Quail Road. Let's go to that next, please.
Okay.
So we'll take a two-minute break. Come back at 10 o'clock. Thanks for being here.